Easter is coming. Who was it? My buddy Crazy Dave. We were talking this week, and we call it Easter, and people keep saying, "Well, you know, that's a pagan holiday." It can be. Yeah, it can be. And, you know, things are what you make it. I look at it as a time to remember. You know, just before Easter this year, Passover happens. And so we'll probably over the next few weeks be going in and out of the whole Passover thing, focusing on what took place. And what was Jesus' last day on earth? Most people would say Friday. And that would be true if we looked at our calendar. And we even call it Good Friday. That always confused me why we would call it good. But it was. when you look at the results, you look at anything. Carol just went through with Paxton. You don't call it good surgery, but if it wasn't good for the surgery, you wouldn't have Paxton today. So it was, I think that was a Friday, a good Friday. So you look at the results, and I keep hearing people saying, talking about what's going on in the government. They keep saying, don't look or listen to the rhetoric. Look at the results. And so I want us to kind of look. A few years ago, we did a whole series on the lie that the devil has put out, that the devil's in the details. And we said, that's a lie of the devil. He's not in the details. God is in the details. The devil can't be in the details because he doesn't know the details. you can't be in what you don't know. So I want us to kind of look. See, Jesus' last day, if you look at the Hebrew calendar and you look at creation, it says evening and morning, evening and morning, evening and morning. So Jesus' last day actually began on Thursday. Thursday evening, they were getting ready to have the Passover meal. So it begins on Thursday, but God is in the details. And you look all the way back, as Maria von Trapp says, at the very beginning, and he says in Genesis 1:26, this is Thursday evening. We would call it Thursday evening. 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Notice something. All he's doing is one. But very carefully, he begins the next sentence or the next word with they. If you're making one, how is it they? See, in order for God to be love, God has to manifest himself. I always tell people, love can never be won unless you were Michael Jackson. Only a narcissist can have love as one. So God knows right here, and he states that if they're going to be in our image and it's going to be love, it has to be a they, never he. It says, they will rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the livestock of the earth, and the creatures that crawl on the earth. You notice what's happened these days? Everything is, I guess they would say in some places, catawampus, or I think down on the northern neck, they don't say upside down, they say bottom side upwards. Yeah. We save fish and birds and kill babies. Everything's, we're supposed to rule over, but we will stop things to preserve an animal, not that they should be mistreated, but understand something. They were not created in God's image, although cats haven't found that out yet. Yeah. Then he says, so God created man in his own image. He created the image of God. In the image of God, he created them, male and female. Does that mean God is 5'2" and portly and good looking? Yeah. See, God creates. In his image, he's given us the gift of procreation, to procreate in his image. God at will, and people, it's within our will. So we're in his image. We can recreate or procreate. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule the fish of the... Yeah, there he did. You know, when God says something twice, it's important. He knew that man would forget that the fish aren't supposed to rule us. You know, just recently, Southern California farmers, if you were listening to the news at all, and I know a lot of people don't like the news because it's so depressing. It's not depressing, it's exciting because it's the Bible coming to life. Farmers were not able to farm because there was some kind of snail darter or something, some little kind of fish that if they let the water come through, they might die. And so the fish were ruling all the farmers. And he says, and rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that crawls on the earth. So God said, look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant on the surface of the entire earth and every tree whose fruit contains seed. This food will be for you. So this happens. See, the important thing is, all those things are important, but the important thing is when it happened. When it happened, it was the last day of creation. Nothing else was going to happen. No more would anything be created. See, I don't know what mosquitoes did before the fall, but I don't see, I'm not one that believes that mosquitoes, spiders, and snakes were created after the fall. I believe they were, because it says, he ceased. He stopped creating. It's over. It's finished. The sixth day, it was going to be finished. It was going to be over. And you say, what's so important about that? What's so important about that is when God makes something and it's good and it's right, he stops. Have you ever made something and then you say, you know, maybe if I just tweak this, I wouldn't. But see, Stan's an engineer, and engineers can't leave stuff alone. Let me see if I can just switch it up a little bit. Maybe I could improve it this way. Maybe, you know, if I just did that. God doesn't do that. When God says something is good, it's good, people. Maybe I should try it without the spice. Maybe I should. We all do it. You know? But God says it's the sixth day and it's over. That's why it was so important. If you go to Mark chapter 15, giving you a heads up there, Jay. Mark chapter 15. It lets us know very clearly. And see, if they had studied, we have an advantage. Look, you know, I did a sermon years ago. Let's give the Pharisees a break. They didn't have the information we have. We have the information. We know it's history to us. Now, yes, it would have been exciting, but right now we're getting to watch it, and we're not thinking it's very exciting. Right now we're seeing what's happening in current events, and a lot of people are afraid. I don't want to know what's going on. I don't want to see what's going on. Instead of saying, you know what, this is the most exciting time in history because we are in, see, if it's the sixth day, according to most historians, the ones that actually count time and don't use carbon dating, they say the Earth can only be proven to be about 6,000 years old. Yeah. Now, do I think it's older than that? Yeah, because it says whatever it was void and without form. So we don't know how many millions of years that was before he put man here. But that puts us in the same time period. Because if a day is as 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day, we're in the sixth day. But here's what's happening some 2,000 years or 4,000 years after what we just read. When it was already evening, verse 42, when it was already evening, because it was preparation day, have you ever had anybody tell you, you don't know exactly when Jesus was crucified? This tells you exactly when he was crucified. This tells you exactly what was going on. It's preparation day. And when's preparation day? It's the day before the Sabbath. So when is preparation day? What is Sabbath? Sabbath is the seventh day. Because if you read on in Genesis, it says, after he had finished making man, he said, he created. He didn't create. It was just there. You know, God just speaks. You know, another day. For what purpose? There was no purpose. I mean, really, what is the reason for a seventh day? God was done. He didn't go and tweak anything. So this says it was the day before the seventh day. The day before the seventh day. Something was about to take place. The day before the seventh day, or the sixth day. There's something about the sixth day. God finishes on the sixth day, and he says, it is good. It's over. Creation is finished. I don't need to add anything to it. And he says in the gospel according to Chuck, I'm not Stan, I don't need to tweak it. It's good. I just need to leave it alone. He's about to do the same thing. the sixth day. Sixth day, something happens. It's evening, Thursday, and something happened a few days before. We call it Palm Sunday. The week before Passover, they had to select the lamb and bring it into their home. That lamb had to live with them, ate with them, slept with them, became part of the family. A week before Passover this year, we call it the triumphal entry. But the lamb is about to come home, into the home of the church. Then, on Thursday evening, they would prepare the lamb, get him ready for the sacrifice on Friday, the sixth day. And so Thursday, they go to the garden and they grab the lamb. They get the lamb. And eventually, it will work out. But things, you know, it says he formed the dust and did all this. He's still working on this whole finishing it. It's done at the end of the sixth day, but during the sixth day, God is working. And during the sixth day, Jesus is taken to the Sanhedrin. He's taken to Pilate. He's beaten. He's scourged. A crown of thorns is placed on his head. And then he's led, I believe the way Isaiah puts it, as a lamb to the slaughter. When Jesus was being taken to the temple, the lamb was also being led to the courtyard. The next day, at daybreak, it tells you exactly when Jesus was being nailed, because he's led through the streets of Jerusalem and nailed to a cross. When they began to drive the first nail in Jesus' hand, the priests were shackling the lamb that very moment. That's why it tells you when he was nailed to the cross. The lamb was being shackled to the altar at the very same moment on the sixth day. In Genesis, God says, I looked at everything and it is good. In the Gospels, Jesus looks out and says the exact same thing. It is finished. Creation ends with "it is finished." Recreation. Man is created on the sixth day, and man is recreated on the sixth day. The sixth day is important. You know, people look all the time, at the resurrection. Calvary, it's about the cross, and all this is important, but the timing is important. God is so detailed that he doesn't want us to forget. I am the God of the details. And it says that as the priest was raising the knife to kill the lamb, that precise moment is when Jesus said, stop! It's over. You don't need to do that anymore. Because recreation is finished. We just sang, who would have thought that a lamb could? The sixth day. See, at that point, why was the Sabbath so important at creation? Because it tells us God doesn't have to do anything else. In the Gospels, we're in His image. The Sabbath should tell us we don't have to do anything else. But what if I do, and Christians go through this whole list of what we have to do, what we don't have to do. Jesus said, it's finished. I've done it. You either accept it or you don't. Salvation is Jesus, and it's in a plus sign, nothing. Jesus plus nothing. People, I will never stand up here and tell you that tithing is unimportant because the Bible says we rob God. But tithing has nothing to do with salvation. Tithing just reminds me that every payday, every week, every month, however you get paid, you don't get paid, you get a loan from God. And it reminds me who's on it's Jesus. It's not Jesus plus tithing. It's not Jesus plus honesty, although I believe you should be. It's not Jesus plus being faithful in a relationship. It's Jesus plus nothing. Jesus, it is finished. I am faithful. And because I am faithful, you are faithful. Because the Father does this. He says, "Ooh, y'all look bad. Let me put my Jesus colored glasses on. Y'all look good." Yeah. See, He looks at me. See, I'm not 5'2 and portly. I'm 10 feet tall and bulletproof in His eyes. Because no weapon formed against me is going to prevail. See, and that's not what God sees. He sees the Jesus, the Spirit. Jesus says, look, I can be in her, or I can be in her, or I could be in him, but I can't be everywhere. Therefore, I'm going to send somebody who can. And the one I send can be in her, and him, and her, and her, and her, and y'all. You know, he was Southern, y'all. Yeah. He could be in everybody at once. And it's enough. It's enough. It's all about the sixth day. Do we actually believe it was finished? Then why? Thank you, Jesus, for holding that word. I almost said, got my trump on and said, why in the, don't you believe it? Yeah. Think about it. Why don't we live like we believe it? It's finished. Yeah. I don't know how many of you ever heard Dave Ramsey, and he does this whole process of becoming debt-free. And once people become debt-free, they call into him, and he lets them scream, I'm debt-free! That's what we should be saying. He paid a debt he did not owe, according to the song. Isn't that the way it goes? I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. Christ Jesus came and washed my sins away, and now I sing a brand new song. He paid a debt that I could never pay. It isn't just a debt I owed. I could never pay it because a perfect God demands perfect obedience. a perfect God had to make a perfect man on the sixth day. And if you read on in the New Testament, this man is called the second Adam. The perfect man. The perfect man. He says, you look at the sixth day, and it's so important because churches take the sixth day and make it a payment book. I don't know if you've ever received a vehicle free of charge. You know, we had that privilege, you know. Thank you all, church, if you remember. You know, several years, we're still driving it. You know, that van we drive, you know, the church gave us that van. And you know what I did, Carol? Every month I sent CarMax a check for that van you gave me. Isn't that what churches do? If it's bought and paid for, only an idiot would go down and make payments. Yeah. Come on, I gotta owe you something. I'm not worthy. I mean, I have to do something. Nobody. Okay, what's the hook? There has to be something. See, we see the cross as a payment book. Jesus did this, now I have to do that. No, Jesus says, if you believe I did it, accept it, and then live like you actually believe it. You know, somebody calls me a sinner, I get insulted. I mean, I know I'm not perfect, but when God sees me, he says, said to her the other day, have you considered my servant Cha, who knows no sin? And she went, if you knew him the way I knew him, I know him better than you know him. He's not perfect because he's perfect. He's perfect because I'm perfect. And in me, once Jesus said on the sixth day, it was just as true then as it was in Genesis. It is finished. It's over. There's nothing you can add. Does that mean you shouldn't do good things? No, you should always do good. Do good to those. This always troubled me, this text. There's several texts that trouble me. But one is, do good to those that despitefully use you. That means they plan. Now, you know what that tells me? Dare I say this? If Jane Fonda were to walk in, I'm supposed to hug her. You. Despitefully use you. You know, people who actually plan on how they're going to destroy you. Do good to them. You know, do good to them, Jim, who take five things off the shelf when they should take two. Hey, but he don't have to worry about it, because once they get around the K, and then if they get by K, they go by Juanita, and then they go by... And then, you know, Leslie's our last great white hope. Yeah. They get by. But I'm just saying, people, look, God says, the next time they come, still hug them, Jim. That's not easy. That's not easy. But Jesus says, it's finished. I didn't just die for you. I died for that person who just took, and they went in knowing. How do I know they know? They knew they were stealing because they hid it under the chips. So they knew what they were doing. Like Izzy told him when she was, what, 4 years old? Can you count to one? Yeah. Think about it. Jesus says, it's finished. It's over. It's complete. On the sixth day. And then what happens? In Genesis, he rested. And Christians never rest again. When we should be, the Sabbath is supposed to teach us rest. As Tony Evans would say, it's over. It's over, people. It's over. It's over. Way back in Ephesians. Ephesians 1. Beginning with verse 7. If it's over, then what? Verse 7. We have redemption in him through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of your works. That's once again Revised Substandard Version. It's according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. The next words are leadership by example. He knew what we are, and he still gives it according to his riches. It says, with all wisdom, knowing full well who I am. You know, there are some good people on this earth. I'm here to tell you I wasn't one. And he knew I wasn't one. And he still, I can understand him. Somebody like Ken, I can understand him taking her. Maybe one day she said, oh, fiddlesticks. But I can understand. But this says, with all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure that he planned in him for the administration of days of fulfillment to bring everything together on the sixth day in the Messiah. Both things. Think about this now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. How does that go? On earth as it is in heaven. Here it is again in Ephesians 7:10. Both the things in heaven and the things on earth. Where? The sixth day. It is finished. You know what we did that day? That was a Valentine's Day, I think, Carol, when you gave us that van. We had to go to Lynchburg that day. We took the keys to the car, and we went out and got in our old car and drove to Lynchburg. I told you I'm not a good person. I just lied to you. I left my old car there, and I got in a new car, and there was a nice chest in it that had lunch, and cool drinks. And you know what? I'm trying to think. What did we do? Oh, we gave the... As soon as we got home, there were already tags and everything on it. So we gave the old one away. Just gave it away. How about giving your past away?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give it away. Because he says, in heaven and on earth. It doesn't end here. Love wants you to live. And live the same way as Adam. It's over, Adam. You're not going to... And then maybe, you know, how you say, who was it told me the other day? Talking about their child, and they said, and he hasn't even gone through his growth spurt. Adam had no growth spurt. Why? Because it was finished. Yeah. Are you a Christian? I'm growing. Not in his eyes. In his eyes, you're perfect. And you know what? I don't care how much closer you get to him, you will never be more perfect than you are right now. 10 feet tall and bulletproof. Yeah. Come on, Satan. Give me your best shot. Just joking. Don't need his best shot. He's already done it, people. Do you realize how much he loves y'all? All you have to do is look at the attacks you're under. And if it wasn't bad enough to go after your spouse, now he's gone after your kids. And God's gone. I read that sign every time I come down here. Yeah, sometimes during the week I'll come down just to read that sign. I will be handling all your problems and I don't need your help. Yeah. Think about that. It says, to bring everything together in the Messiah. That's the sixth day. That's how important it is for us to realize there's nothing we can add to it and there's nothing we can take. So I don't know what mosquitoes did. Maybe they twiddled their wings before the fall. I know they didn't bite people, you know, but evidently they were here, you know. I don't know what they did before the fall. But I know there is nothing that was created after the fall because he said, it is good. It is finished. It is finished. And I know there's nothing you can do to be saved. How do I know that? Because it says, if you want to do something, you can. But that's wages. The wages of sin are death. You have to work. People, if you're going to be lost, you have to work at it. I've never received wages for not working, you know. But the gift of God, yeah. That's why, you know, what, 300, almost 300,000 miles on that car, and people say, you still driving that car? Yeah. It reminds me of that. The payments were over, you know. Yeah, I know. If you're riding down the road, the interior lights will come on. That's okay. There's a switch to turn them off, and they don't come on anymore. Yeah. Yeah, I know the brake lights have been on for 3 years. Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. It's still working. Yeah, I know when you accelerate. Do you remember the old vacuum windshield wiper blades? When you pushed on the gas, the blades would stop. See, Merle remembers. You all too young. Yeah. Well, I have an air conditioner in that van like that. If I put on the gas, the AC stops. And I have to let off the gas if I want to get cool again. But you know what? It reminds me. See, sometimes things are going to happen on my trip, but I remember it was finished. It's the sixth day. Something about that we just don't get. This Easter, concentrate on that sixth day, remembering, I got this. And no, I won't need your help. Let's bow our heads. Father, you won't need our help because you already proclaimed it finished, done, complete, over with. All we have to do is become Eddie and say, it's us, Lord. It's us. You already know who we are. Because it says, my sheep know my voice, but Father the shepherd also knows the bleeding of his sheep. And so, Father, when we speak, you know. That's why when Wendell comes forth and we're praying for Ricky, you're up there going, Gabe, that's one of my boys. I didn't give them that name by mistake. Oh, Father, it's finished. I don't know what the devil thinks he's doing. But you've got this. And Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Father. Whether it's Eli or Paxton or Libby, Father, just being uncomfortable. This, I think about how you looked down time and put Stan and Libby together so she could say, my friend Stan prayed for me. No coincidence. Divine appointment. Thank you, Father. See, you took care of that ailment that Libby had way back at Calvary. I know it's going to come on her, Gabe, but it's finished. It's finished. Thank you, Father, for the reminder of the sixth day when everything's complete and we just rest, Father. Not in an armistice that's signed with the enemy, but in a victory. In a victory of overcoming, of recreation of humanity. And given us the same sign you did in the garden. You finished and you rested. And Jesus finished and he rested. Father, teach us to just rest in what you've done, in who you are, and in whose we are. We just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. He says, Yahweh is able to bless you and protect you. See, this is future when he wrote it back in Numbers. Now it's past. So maybe we should say Yahweh has blessed you and he has protected and will protect you. Yahweh has already made his face to shine on you. And he's already been gracious to you. Yahweh will look with favor on you. And if you accept it, he'll give you peace.